The power outage at Delta Airlines this week took down computers and stranded thousands of travelers from New York to Tokyo. It was just the latest in a series of computer-related issues that have disrupted other U.S. airlines. Delta said it canceled about 900 flights Monday out of a total of 6,000 worldwide. Nearly 800 were canceled Tuesday, and hundreds more were delayed. By Wednesday, most flights had resumed, although Delta said it expected about 100 more cancellations. Delta is investigating the outage, which hit the airline's computer systems early Monday in Atlanta, Georgia. The company said after power was lost, some critical systems and network equipment didn't switch to backup as they were supposed to. In a video message posted online, Delta CEO Ed Bastian apologized to passengers for the shutdown. "I'm sorry that it happened, and I don't have the final analysis what caused the outage." Bastian noted that over the last 3 years, Delta had spent hundreds of millions of dollars on technology upgrades. He said the upgrades included backup system improvements intended to prevent what happened this week. 3 weeks ago, Southwest Airlines experienced a similar outage, and the company canceled 2,300 flights over 4 days. The airline said in that incident, a computer network router failed at its Dallas data center, and backup systems did not switch on. JetBlue computers went out several times this year due to power and other issues. The outages caused widespread flight delays and forced employees to check in passengers without computers. The operations center that lost power monitors all of Delta's worldwide flights. It also keeps track of individual planes, crew and passengers, and operates sales and ticketing. Dr. Ahmed Abdelghani is an associate professor of operations management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. He said computer outages are significant because they affect all airline operations and require a complete reset of the system.
As an airline, you are required to rebuild as if you are rebuilding your schedule of the flights and the crew and, you know, the ground personnel, and you need to do that in no time.
Abdelghani, who worked for several years as a senior technology analyst at United Airlines, said the fact that Delta's backup systems failed is a big concern.
Of course, it is a big problem if your backup system also didn't work. This is like an unforgivable mistake. You cannot afford that you say, I have a backup system, and then when you need it, it doesn't work.
Martin Lebicki is a professor at the U.S. Naval Academy and an adjunct professor at the Pardee Rand Graduate School. He specializes in information technology and security issues. He said one of the main reasons backup systems fail is because they are not regularly tested.
And the reason they don't work is because people think, well, they're backup. They'll be there when I need it, and they don't test it. And when they need it, it doesn't come on. If you're going to have a reliable backup system, you have to go to it all the time just to make sure that it runs all the time.
Lebicki said one possible cause of backup failures in both the Delta and Southwest outages could have been a malware infection. This is what investigators determined caused a huge power outage in the northeastern United States in 2003. The malware infection in that case affected a power company's outage warning system.
That creates a possibility that there is a piece of malware out there which somehow interferes with the transition from backup to main system that prevented, in both cases, backup from coming to the rescue when the main system went down.
Professor Abdelghany said Delta did a good job informing its customers about the outage and trying to accommodate their needs. But he thinks all the airlines should do more to explain what steps they are taking to avoid future outages.
We need to hear more about what they are doing to prevent those incidents from happening from the first place.
I'm Brian Lynn.